Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 7, 1 and 2. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. The father in this proverb says, keep my words. This word keep, shomar in the Hebrew, means to hedge about as with thorns. It is not a boxwood hedge, nor an azalea hedge, but a hedge with thorns. The father purposes to plant over time a hedge of thorns around his son. This hedge of thorns is none other than the father's words and commandments. A hedge of thorns keeps one from trying to break the hedge. The father's words given to the son throughout his life are to provide a barrier that only willful and vigorous rebellion will penetrate. When that happens, the hedge will bring hurt and pain. This hedge of words and commandments is designed to keep the son in the right way throughout life. The father loves his son and intends to provide this hedge to keep the son within his love. Isn't it interesting that the father's love is expressed by placing a hedge of thorns around his son? The father's words mean serious business, for lack of obedience to his words will bring eternal consequences. Do you get the tone of the scriptural message here? Do you see that the father's word is not given lightly or frivolously? Do you understand that when this father speaks, his desire is for his son to listen and obey? This father then goes on to say, lay up my commandments with thee. Now, laying up something means to put away for another time, to hide or to hoard or to put in reserve. An example of laying up is that of canning vegetables or fruits for future use. So the father's commandments are to be put up like canned goods. His words are to be on the shelf of the son's life, to be drawn out when the need arises. Father will not be on the shelf, but the father's words will be there. Fathers need to store up for their children biblical instruction that will be available for them when they are no longer here. A father may be mortal, but his words can be eternal. So the father's commandments are to become a part of the son. They are to be there to meet needs that will come to bear in the son's life. They are to be as ammunition that can be hurled at the enemy. My first duty station as a newly commissioned ensign was at the Naval Ammunition Depot in Hastings, Nebraska. We could not have been further from any ocean than we were in Nebraska. What was that depot for? It was for the laying up of ammunition for use in the two theaters of World War II, the Pacific and the Atlantic. It was placed midway in the country for two reasons. One, it was protected from the enemy by distance, and two, it was equidistant from both wars, and ammunition could be as easily shipped to one theater as to the other. The ammunition was laid up, some of it for many years. My wife and I arrived there in 1961, and the mission at that time was to destroy much of the ammunition because of its age. It had served its purpose of being available. Though it was never used, it was laid up just in case. This father is preparing his son for every possible enemy attack. Son, lay up my commandments with thee. Be an ammunition bunker for my words and my commandments. Expect a sneak attack in your life and be ready with all the ammunition of my words and commandments at your disposal. Keep my commandments and live. So here is the reason for the thorny hedge about the son, life. Keep my commandments and live. Where on this earth can you get this kind of wise instruction? Nowhere, of course. The father here chooses to give God's words to his son to ensure life. The world's multitude of words will never bring life, only loss and death.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.